So let's review. In the previous daf, Rav said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kohen Gadol, v'chelik b'kodesh Shemayim Hayo. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Kohen Gadol, and he received a portion of a kodesh. The Gemara challenges this idea from several brises. Miriam Mihiskira, when Miriam contracted Tzaras, who ruled that she should be confined? It cannot be Moshe, because Moshe Zarhu, v'ein Zarayas Nagayim. Moshe was not a Kohen, and cannot inspect Tzaras. It cannot be Aaron, because Aaron Karavu, v'ein Karavayas Nagayim. Aaron was her brother, and relatives are disqualified from inspecting Tzaras. David the Bryce explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon her a great honor, and he said, Ani Kayin, Vani Mazgira, Ani Chalta, Vani Parta. I'm a Kayin, and I'm confining her, I'm confirming the diagnosis, and I will release her. Here we see that Moshe was not a Kayin. The Gemara answers, Shani Maris Nagoyim, the Aaron of one of Ksubim Beparsha. The passage requires not just Kehanim, but descendants of Aaron. Another Bryce says, Chamesh Simachis, Hoysa Elisheva Yisrael al Bnei Yisrael. Elisheva, the wife of Aaron HaKohen, experienced five forms of joy on the day of Chanukah Mishkan. Among them, Yevama Melech, Isha Kohen Gadol. Her brother-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu was the king, and her husband Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara infers, Melech in Kohen Gadol lo, he was a king, but not a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara answers, Af Melech, besides for being a Kohen Gadol, he was also the king. The Gemara cites a Bryce in which it's actually a Machlekes where the Moshe was a Kohen. At the Sneh, the burning bush, the Pasuk says, V'yichar af Hashem b'Moshe. Hashem was angry with Moshe for repeatedly turning down the mission to lead the Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that Hashem told Moshe, Ani amarti, ata kohen v'hu levi, achshav hu kohen v'ata levi. I was going to appoint you, Moshe, to be the kohen and Aaron the levi. But now he, Aaron, will be the kohen, and you, Moshe, will be the levi. The Chacham disagree and comment, Lo yiskan Moshe el hashibus mehamalum belvad. Moshe only served as a Kohen for the 7 days leading up to the Chanukah and Mishkan, but was never meant to serve as a Kohen permanently. According to both opinions above, Moshe was not a Kohen. However, v'yeshayim le'paskei kohen el mezarei shel Moshe. Others say that Moshe was indeed a Kohen, but it did not continue with his children, as the pasuk says of Moshe Yisrael Lekim, b'nadi karu al sheva halevi. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which ruled bali mumin, bein bali mumin oivrin, bein bali mumin kavuin, cholkin v'eichlin. A kohen with a blemish, whether temporary or permanent, shears in the kabbonis and can eat from it. The Gemara explains that the pasuk states explicitly, Lechem alekav mekatcha kadoshim yoichel, he may eat kachem. However, the pasuk also adds the extra words, Kol zacha b'kehanim, l'rabis b'amum. The reference to all kehanim includes a kohen with a blemish. Furthermore, it says these words three times to teach us, L'chaluka, a kohen b'amum gets a shear of kachem. B'amum mi'ikaroi, this is even if he was born with a blemish. B'amum kavua, this is even if he has a permanent blemish. Alternately, Baal Mum Oiver, the pasuk is needed to include a temporary blemish because we might have thought, Kama Dulei Mesakin Layachal, since his condition will pass, he must wait to partake of Kachem. The Mishnah continues, Kol She'ena Ro La'Avayda Ena Chalik Bebasa. Any kohen who is not fit to perform the Avayda does not get a share of the meat. V'chol She'ena Le Bebasa Ena Ba'iris. And any kohen who does not get a share of the meat does not get a share of the hides. The Gemara points out, Ha'ro La'Avayda Chalik Lo'Katani. We cannot learn from the inference that anyone who is fit to do the Avodah does get a share, because Tamei b'Kabbanis Tzibah the Rol Avodah v'en l'chaylik. A Tamei may perform the Avodah of communal Kabbanis, and yet he does not get a share. Alternately, Rol Achil l'chaylik l'katani. We also cannot learn from the inference that anyone who is fit to eat kachem does get a share, because Katan the Rol Achil v'en l'chaylik. A minor may eat kachem, and yet he does not receive a portion. The Mishnah concludes, Afil Tamei b'Shas Rigas Damim v'tar b'Shas Hektech Halavim v'en l'chaylik b'basah. Even a kohen who was tummy during the day when the blood was sprinkled, but became tar at night when the emurim were burned, does not get a share in the meat. Only those who are fit to offer it get a share. And the Gemara infers, Hatar b'shas zrikas damim v'tummy b'shas hektech halavim chaylik. If he was tar at the time of the zrika, he does receive a portion, even if he was tummy at the time the carbon was burned. However, the Gemara cites a braisa where Abishol disagrees. He only gets a share if he was tar both at the time of Zrika and of Aktar. The Gemara cites a braisa with various scenarios regarding the division of kachem. For tful yoyim, a tummy who immersed and purified himself from his tumma that same day demands a share in the mincha to eat it at night when he's no longer a tful yoyim. The braisa explains that there are arguments both ways, that he is entitled to a share and that he is not entitled to a share. Therefore, the pasuk regarding mincha says, "La'koyin hamakriv oitzel leisia," and we expound, "Ba hakriv va'achel." Only those who are fit to offer it get a share. Similarly, "Ba tful yim va'amar tenli mechatzis Yisrael va'achel." But tful yim demands a share in a karma chatzis to eat at night when he's no longer tful yim. There are arguments both ways. Therefore, the pasuk regarding chatzis says, "Ha'koyin hamachate oitzeiach lena," and we expound, "Ba chayta va'achel." Only those who are fit to offer it get a share. Similarly, "Ba tful yim va'amar Tenli mechazav v'shoyk v'oichel. But tefillah demands a shir on mechazav v'shoyk v'karban shlam to eat at night when there's no longer a tefillah. There are arguments both ways. David, the pasuk regarding shlam says like koyin hazorik is dama shlam lo yi, and we expound b'hazorik v'achel. Only those who are fit to offer it get a shir. The Bryce explains, however, that in the case of bot tefillah v'amr tenli mebechar v'oichel, for tefillah demands a shir and a bechar to eat at night when he's no longer a tefillah. Here too, there are arguments both ways: that he's entitled to a shir and that he's not entitled to a shir. However, here he does get a shir, and the Gemara explains. The pasuk regarding Bukhar reads as follows: as damim tizrik al mizbeach v'eschelbim takter uvisarm yilach. Although we could argue as before, bazarg v'achol, only those who are fit to offer get a shir, because the words of v'esarm yilach follow the previous pasuk as damim tizrik al mizbeach v'eschelbim takter. However, it's not so, and he does get a shir because miksiv uvisarm lakoyin hazarik uvisarm yilach ksiv afil lakoyin acher. The pasuk does not specify; rather, it speaks in general terms that all kahanim get a shir.